The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the killing of a black woman by an Illinois sheriff's deputy who shot her inside her home earlier this month. The probe comes after body camera footage was released, sparking protests and calls for accountability. William Brangham has the latest and a warning. Many viewers will find this footage disturbing.
The community of Springfield, Illinois, is calling for justice. After 36-year-old Sonia Massey was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy inside her home on July 6th. Law enforcement was there because she called 911 to report a prowler.
She was a mother. She has children. That is an impact for generations that is going to be laid upon that family.
The local sheriff's office released this body camera footage yesterday, which shows two deputies searching outside Massey's property for the suspected prowler.
So what'd you hear?
Somebody keeps outside my house, y'all.
And then, after finding no one, Deputy Sheriff Sean Grayson talks with a confused-seeming Massey on her front porch.
Please God, I'm trying to get help, y'all, but...
What do you need help with?
At one point, Grayson asks Massey about her mental health.
You're not in trouble.
A few minutes later, Massey and the deputies are inside, getting information to file their report.
I just driver's license will do, and I'll get out of your hair.
Deputy Grayson asks Massey to turn off a pot of water that's boiling on her stove.
We don't need a fire while we're here.
Holding the pot, Massey then twice says, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," which Deputy Grayson immediately treats as a threat.
Away from your hot steaming water.
Away from my hot steaming water?
Yeah.
Oh, I would rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Huh?
Rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
You better f***ing not. I swear to God, I'll f***ing shoot you right in your face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the f***ing pot!
Massey is hit in the face and drops to the ground. For at least 6 minutes, the other deputy applies pressure to her wound while they wait for medics to arrive. At one point, Deputy Grayson is heard implying that her injury is so grave that he's, quote, not going to waste his medical supplies on her. Massey was later pronounced dead at the hospital. In a Facebook post, Sangamon County Sheriff's Office confirmed Deputy Grayson had been fired from the department, writing, "It is clear that the deputy did not act as trained or in accordance with our standards."
You know what I want? I want justice for my baby.
Massey's father, James Wilburn, spoke after the footage was made public.
The sheriff here is an embarrassment because this man should have never had a badge. He should have never had a gun. He should have never been given the opportunity to kill my child because he had some serious blemishes on his record. Serious. This man had two convictions for DUI. He had a conviction for driving under the influence. And he was a member of law enforcement?
My Lord.
What an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
What an embarrassment to this country. To this county.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing the Massey family.
She was dealing with some issues. She needed a helping hand. She didn't need a bullet to the face.
President Joe Biden also weighed in, saying, quote, "Sonia's death at the hands of a responding officer reminds us that all too often, black Americans face fears for their safety in ways many of the rest of us do not." And in her own statement, Vice President Kamala Harris decried this as a senseless death and reiterated calls for Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which she co-authored. The law would, among other things, limit the use of force, ban chokeholds, and change the standards for when officers could be prosecuted. Former Deputy Sean Grayson is charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. He has pled not guilty. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.